Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Delaware's arts community is still reeling from the COVID-19 pandemic. Museums, galleries, and theaters remain shuttered or limited by the virus, leaving many artists, writers, and dancers out of work and looking for other creative outlets. Now a state nonprofit behavioral health services support provider, Connections Community Support Programs, is building, preserving, and converting three existing apartment buildings and one commercial building in Wilmington that will offer that group some help. The Quaker Arts Project will include 53 affordable housing apartment units, and those involved in the arts will get first preference for them. Connections Community Support Programs Communications Director Teresa Buchanan joined Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele for this week's Arts Playlist to discuss the project and how it dovetails with continued development of the Creative Arts District in West Center City.
Teresa, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Hey, talk to me about Connections. Give me some background first.
Connections, actually, we're one of the largest nonprofits in Delaware. We our services are pretty vast and varied. We're a leading nonprofit behavioral health service provider. We actually work with folks who have developmental disabilities, who have substance use disorders, some reentry programs, transitional type programs, and programs for homeless vets and their family.
All right. So the reason I wanted to talk to you on the show today was because Connections Community Support Programs, Inc. has officially now kicked off the construction, preservation, and conversion of the Quaker Arts Project. What is the Quaker Arts Project?
Well, it's actually part of a larger project that the Creative Arts District in West Center City is kind of initiated with Wilmington Renaissance Corporation and Wilmington Alliance. They're trying to sort of revitalize that area and make it an area for, you know, the creative arts and to actually bring up the neighborhood. So, you know, we're helping by sponsoring these buildings and the renovation of those and the renaissance of those by offering affordable housing, but mainly to people involved in the arts, which will kind of dovetail with what they're doing there in West Center City.
So expand more on this. How did this project come to be and involving the arts?
Well, Connections has other affordable housing facilities, okay, and that's really the main reason why this has come into existence. But what we wanted to do is be a good steward of the neighborhood as well and be part of the Creative Arts District and Wilmington Renaissance. So that's why we're sort of, the way that we're revitalizing these buildings is, you know, we're sort of providing, well, there's like 53, I think, apartments, like I said, especially preference to those involved in the arts. There's going to be, you know, creative studio space, art studios, a computer lab for, you know, written word artists, multi-purpose rooms for dance artists, music rooms. There's also going to be a community garden, which I'm really excited about, being a community gardener myself, and a tot lot, some meeting rooms, kitchenettes to have functions outside of COVID, of course. And we've got a lot of great partners that are involved with us. You know, Delaware State Housing Authority, Alliant Capital, NCAL, Synair, Energize Delaware, Federal Home Loan of Pittsburgh. And we've been in partnership with DeSabatino Construction Company before, too, on our recent Penn Place opening. And we're excited to be working with them again on this project. And I think it's going to be really great for the neighborhood as well as for the folks who need the housing.
How will you identify these artists?
That's difficult to say. The property itself is going to be managed by another organization working with the Housing Authority, you know, who will draw up that criteria. That's not really for Connections to say. They have a better idea of how we can identify folks who are in fact artists. I don't think you can show up with a drawing and say, I'm an artist, I need affordable housing. But I'm sure, you know, students recently, graduated students, et cetera, or people who have a history of being, you know, trying to make it as an or any kind of artist actually will be, like I said, looked at and given first preference.
So where do we stand with the project right now?
Well, they really just started. I mean, it was cleaned out and looked at, redesigned by Architectural Alliance and Di Sabatino Construction. And they tried to figure out with us how we could make the most efficient and creative use of the space to provide what artists need within that facility. So, like I said, 53 units, but they're all kind of divided with different resources offered to different arts.
Was any collaboration done with arts organizations or artists to see what indeed they do need?
Honestly, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I could. I'm sure there was, because, you know, working with the Creative Arts District at Wilmington Renaissance and Wilmington Alliance, they have a really good idea of, you know, what's required, what's needed in the area, what's missing.
You mentioned a few minutes ago, you mentioned a community garden. How important will this be now more than ever with, you know, food insecurities because of COVID and things like that?
Well, that's why I'm a big personal proponent of CSAs and community gardens, because I think that that's something that's really taken a hit over the last couple decades, is people knowing where their food comes from and what the best thing is to eat. If you look at some of the statistics on those folks that have the worst diet, the highest instances of diabetes and obesity, it's usually in an area that's lesser served or that's below a certain income level. And I think that's because cheap food and fast food is easy, and they really don't get the education and the hands-on understanding to know how to create their own and how to, you know, get the best, possible food in their bodies and the bodies of their kids. And I think this will help a lot with that.
Help me understand, if you will, the Quaker Arts Project concept. Like, how was that name? Is this already a concept that is out there, or did you guys arrive at that name for some other reason?
No, it's already out there, yeah.
Okay. Can you explain?
That's the district. They named that area the Quaker Arts District. So for connections, it was just our contributions to the project were our Quaker Arts Project.
I gotcha. So when do you think the project will be finished and the artists can start moving in?
Well, it's slated for December of next year, barring any complications, although I can't imagine how there would be. A lot of times there are things that stall projects that are outdoors, but this is already, these are buildings that are already constructed and it's more of an interior renovation. So I would imagine it would be just about a year and a couple months.
Any word from residents in and around that area when you started this whole thing and, you know, they found out that it was going to be artists and it was going to involve this community garden and things that you've already mentioned? Any word from area residents that they think this is a great idea?
Honestly, we've gotten nothing but positive feedback, which is great. And one of the reasons for that, I think, is because, you know, the project itself and then afterwards, we're filling the units with people. It provides an increased demand for local jobs and for businesses, raises property values. And hopefully when that happens, you know, crime gets reduced. The buildings aren't abandoned anymore. People want to be there. So I all we've heard from day one is, you know, positive, happy feedback on it.
Yeah, and to fill this building with creative people who have creative energy in a time when, you know, we need a little bit more creativity and positivity, I think this
Absolutely.
Will be a great project. What am I not asking that you want people to know about the Quaker Arts Project?
Honestly, I don't know if there's any other details that you know, are missing. I'm personally really excited to see what they're going to do with this place because, like you said, people with a creative energy, writers, artists, dancers, visual artists, they bring a lot to the table besides a physical piece of work. So I'm psyched to see what they do with the space and how the neighborhood actually pulls up.
How important is this project to these artists? As you just named a whole host, arts, you know, it features a wide realm of people. How important is this project for individuals who, many of whom have been out of work for many months now because of COVID?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because, I mean, affordable housing overall is super important, obviously, right? But now, especially during COVID, and hopefully it'll be over by the time this is done in a year and a quarter or whatever it is, artists are suffering more than anyone. I couldn't say more than anyone. Obviously, restaurants and bars and things like that are suffering a great deal. And I hope that picks up once these are populated and people live there. But artists certainly, you know, even in times of non-pandemic issues, struggle in the very beginning because it takes a while to act. You know, it's not like you get a job as an artist and all of a sudden your paintings are wildly popular and you make a lot of money. So I think that it gives them a little bit of a leg up so they can pursue some of the creative arts, which I agree we need more of everywhere. So, yeah, I think it's a great boon to them.
Thanks to Connections Community Support Program's Communications Director, Teresa Buchanan, and R. Kelly Steele for joining us on Arts Playlist. We wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me and more on research into methane in salt marshes and its potential impact on climate change. This is Delaware Public Media.